We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I remember back in the day whenever the Yankees would play the Red Sox, Sweeney would come on and we would, you know, make a prediction or an over-under on the amount of time these games are going to take. Mm. So we may have to whip that out. I know the Red Sox aren't the way they used to be. They don't hit a million home runs, and we have Chris Sale and Severino on the mound, and we have, you know, Tanaka and Price on the mound. So maybe that changes things a little bit. But when I think of Yankees-Red Sox, Sweeney, I think of you and time of game.
Yeah, we usually start with like the 10.5, 11, something like that, right?
It feels like it's not as bad as it used to be. It feels like it's changed.
Let's talk on Thursday.
Yeah, right.
See how that is.
I think tonight will be the quick one. If both of these guys are clicking, tonight could be a nice, neat and tidy 2 hours and 56 minutes.
I'll sign for that. I mean, it's cold and rainy up here. Both pitchers have, obviously guys who want to get through this game pretty quickly. So you might see that.
Mm. How about the – give me a little injury update, Sweeney. Drury, Sabathia, what are we looking at?
Yeah, I mean, they're just on the DL. I mean, they're not going to be players here for a little while. I mean, Sabathia doesn't seem to think he's going to be out long. Drury saw the doctor yesterday. I don't know what the results of that have been yet. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know that that's an immediate thing. He's trying to get tested to find out what the source of these migraines have been that, he hid for the most part for the last few years. So talking to him on Sunday – I just wished him good luck with the doctor on Monday, and he said, it's scary to think that I've been playing with this for a while. I'm been a decent player. I wonder what I can be like, if I figure this out. And I think really just, personal standpoint, you hope that he's okay and it's nothing crazy. And he's right. If he's actually been playing with symptoms of migraines and blurred vision and has been this good a player, you wonder if he can kind of take that up a notch if they can figure this out and get him right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, my assumption is if you're playing with blurred vision,
that's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, exactly.
The CC injury and putting him on the DL reeks of the Yankees needing to make a roster move Saturday morning, and that because CC's reaction was, I'm fine, and because of the 10-day DL, they could add this up where he only misses one start. So it feels like the 10-day DL has made it a lot easier for a team like the Yankees in this situation to just say, let's put him on the DL, no big deal.
I think there are a lot of teams in that situation. I think the Yankees would rather have CC Sabathia ready to start on Thursday against the Red Sox. But, rather than having to dip into some of the depth, you've seen Sessa and Herman here. Those are the candidates right now. They could bring Sonny Gray back because of the off day yesterday. I think they would rather have him pitch. But, yeah, the 10-day DL is something where you're seeing a lot of players who maybe you're going to miss 4 days, let's say, and you would see teams kind of try to ride that out. But, if it's four and it might be six, well, now you have the ability to play with that 10-day DL and not get hurt so much. So, one of the things you're seeing, we've remarked the last couple of years about how many players are going on the DL. Well, part of that is also, the difference between 10 and 15 days.
Huge.
Being able to withstand that.
It's a huge difference, especially for a starting pitcher. I know the lineup's not going to be posted probably for another 3 hours or so. Do you expect Gary Sanchez to be back in the lineup?
Yes, and I would expect Aaron Judge to be batting leadoff, to be honest with you.
Really?
Chris Sale.
He can't hit Chris Sale.
Was it 10 strikeouts, 0 for 12?
But if you're talking about, you're talking about just last, he can't hit him, he faced him last year. I think what you're looking at is, and let's not forget that a lot of those at-bats came with the shoulder issues that he was dealing with right after the All-Star break. I would think that given the left-handed starter on the mound and the guy you think is going to be in the ballgame for a long time, you drop Brett Gardner to ninth and put what you saw that one day in spring training, the Judge, Stanton, maybe Didi Sanchez type of combination at the top of the lineup.
Stanton to you, is he pressing, Sweeney?
John Flaherty said something to me on Saturday, the event we were at over at Foley's, and he said, he could see in batting practice that he was caught a little in between, that his timing was off. And then the next day he goes out and, it's the 0 for 7, 5 strikeouts. I don't know if he's pressing. I think he's you know, tied up a little bit. He doesn't seem to be, you know, overwhelmed. I think he's bothered by it, but I don't think he's overwhelmed by it. I mean, but it's natural, you know. You start to get into this environment. These were his first home games at Yankee Stadium, and he didn't get off to a good start. If he's pressing, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be a stretch, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think, especially you look at an example like tonight, he has never faced Chris Sale. I was curious. You know, maybe once in interleague play, they have faced each other. It's never happened. I mean, you're talking about two guys that have been in the league for a while, and because of that league separation that we still have, even though it's not the way it used to be, he's never seen a guy like Chris Sale. So I'm sure a little bit of it is the adjustment of seeing pitchers that a lot of them he's not that familiar with.
There's some of that. There's the weather is certainly part of it. I mean, we can think of all the excuses we want. I don't think he wants to take that. You know how good he is. You know what kind of hitter he is. At some point, it's going to turn with a streak in the other way. And you'd like to think it's coming up sooner than later. The weather isn't going to be any different these next 3 days. It's still cold and possibly a little rainy. Not much of a break here for the next little while. But he's not any different than what we've seen with a lot of these other big name players that have come here. And I can remember over the winter, you know, all these times when we said, "Boy, the Yankees' offense is unstoppable." I had this joke with John Harper over at SNY one day, and I said, "It's going to be like there's going to be a time when you're going to write the column, and we'll be talking on the radio how this offense, you know, hasn't gotten going. What's wrong with the offense? That kind of thing." I don't think we thought it would be 10 days in, but, you know, that's the kind of thing that tends to happen.
Mm. Sweeney Murdy up in Boston with the Yankees. 8 straight wins for the Red Sox. A little different look to the Red Sox, though, Sweeney. There's really no, and maybe Martinez will be this, there's really no big boppers on this team. They're doing it a little differently than what we've traditionally seen over the years.
Well, I think that's what, you know, made him go out and get J.D. Martinez over the winter. It took a while, but they finally got him. And, you looked at this team last year, and I think early in the season, I think some of the players were even talking about it. Without David Ortiz in the lineup, it looked a lot different.
Yep.
And, you know, they still have a lot of good players, but teams used to go in here, and the Yankees were one of them, who used to just look at that lineup and say, "Okay, how do we get around David Ortiz? What do you do? That wasn't the case last year. Still a pretty good team, had a good record, but the offense was different. They pitched very well last year. I think you're looking at them. You know, it's a little bit different, too, this week because they put Bogaerts on the DL
with an ankle issue.
So he's going to miss a couple of weeks. So the Yankees won't see him for these next 3 games. So change that lineup around a little bit. And we'll see, you know, how Stanton and JD get kind of indoctrinated into this Yankees-Red Sox thing together. And, 19 times this year, first of 19 meetings, you think the stakes are going to be high for a lot of them based on where we think these teams are going to be. And you see how these guys get started. Plus, as you mentioned earlier, Judge had, some struggles last year against the Red Sox because they played a lot of games in the second half. And we'll see how he responds here because he's actually off to a really good start. You know, it's nothing outrageous, but when you look at, how often he's getting on base,
a couple
of home runs already.
Right.
I mean, this is not a slow start for him. This is a good start, and you wait for the streak that will take him into the kind of levels that he might have had last year.
What's scary about the start he's off to, and because we had a few callers who kind of lumped him in with Giancarlo and Sanchez. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No.
It's the pace he's getting on base,
yep,
which was really impressive last year. Now he's got some pretty good protection in his order, and he's still getting on base 45% of the time. So I'm with you. I think Judge is off to a great start, and he has a chance to erase the struggles last year he had against Chris Sale, where he was 0-for-12 with 10 strikeouts and 2 walks. He had a very tough time against Chris Sale, which, hey, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. But
yep,
you're right. He's off to a very good start this year, very quietly.
Quietly. I mean, you wondered what it was going to be like. He had obviously a different kind of offseason, just being him and now trying to come in. He's not coming in as the guy who had to win the job in spring training and nobody knew about. You know, now he's the guy that everybody looks at in that lineup. And I think, you just wanted to see him shake off the shoulder thing, try and get off to a good start. You saw a couple of home runs, getting on base. He's still, to me, where he's going to kind of I don't know, make or break's the right way of putting it, but show any kind of shift from last season is the 3-2 counts. Last year, the 3-2 counts, when they ended up in either a walk or a strikeout, is about 50-50. I think if he can tip that a little bit more in favor of the walks, and you're seeing him take a lot of pitches and get to those, you know, get to those counts. If he can tip that a little bit more in his favor, that'll make a huge difference. He's still going to strike out a ton. I think you have to accept that. But if he cuts that down by just a little bit when he gets into those 3-2 situations, I think that makes a huge difference.
So you think he's going to? So you feel he's going to lead off tonight, and I guess tomorrow too against Price.
Price,
right?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know the rest of the. You know, we'll see what the rest of the lineup looks like, and I haven't looked at numbers beyond. Yeah, this one,
they crush him.
I would think, yeah, they all
do.
They
do kill
all of them.
Right.
I mean, go through the line.
I'm stunned.
I would think that based off of what we think of Sale and how long he might be in the game, I would think tonight is a good opportunity for the Judge Stanton at the top of the order. And Price maybe I don't remember Gardner's numbers off of Price. That's the only one I would look at to determine if that's the same way you'd go tomorrow night.
Mm. Interesting.
We're talking to Sweeney about the Yankees. They get set to begin this three-game series against the Red Sox. Will they push? I don't know if Boone's announced this officially, but my assumption is Sonny Gray, normal rest to wrap up this series Thursday. Correct?
Yeah, that's kind of what we were talking about because of the CC situation. They haven't announced it yet. I asked them about it on, I don't remember which day it was, but maybe it was Friday or Saturday, but I said, you know, are you committed to having Herman or Cessa, it must have been Saturday, starting one of those games? And at the time he said yes, even though they're kind of undecided on who it's going to be. He didn't seem to indicate that Gray being pushed into the series was an option. But I would think it seems to make the most sense at this point. You've used Cessa and Herman a little bit in relief. These are big games. I know you don't want to push guys too much early, and if you get a chance to get guys extra rest, you take it, but this seems like an opportunity where you could push Gray. He wasn't overworked on Saturday. I think you could put him into this start pretty easily if you wanted to.
And then you wouldn't need a fifth starter or a guy to replace CC, Luis Cessa, Germán until Saturday against the Tigers if they move Montgomery up a day. So,
and depending on how CC is, you don't lose them for too long. They definitely are looking at they're looking at a stretch here coming up, and I forget the date, but they're going to need a sixth starter at some point after the Marlins series. They play a lot in a row, so I think somewhere during that stretch they've already thought about a sixth starter, which may be one of these guys anyway. But I don't know if they're thinking about that in terms of picking a starter here and what the trickle down is.
Mm. And the weather up there is 48 and rainy. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. It's in the 40s. I think it gets into the 50s on Thursday, but it's a little rainy. It doesn't seem like it's anything outrageous. I drove through snow flurries on the way here, so I hope they didn't follow me.
Yeah. Well, in New York is supposed to be 70s Friday and Saturday. So.
Yeah.
You're in Detroit, though.
Yeah, that's a great.
Yankees will be in Detroit on over the weekend. I think everyone would hit their knees and say thank you if it was 70 in Detroit in April.
Yeah. I've already looked it up. It's not. It's not.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's actually not going to be
bastions of wonderful weather, Boston and Detroit.
And 10-game homestand after that. So as long as the weather holds up here, I think we'll deal with whatever happens in Detroit.
There you go.
You got that World Series rematch coming up soon with the Marlins.
Yeah, 0-3.
It's going to be a hot ticket.
I couldn't figure out what you were talking about. World Series rematch. Yeah.
You'll have G. Maybe you'll have
the big ALCS rematch is at the end of the month. I mean, that's coming up fast. The Yankees have a trip that they'll see Ohtani in Anaheim, and then four game series with the Astros at the end of this month.
You know what's funny about rematches with the Yankees?
If you just about everybody.
Yes, every team they play
pretty much
is a rematch.
Somebody
of
they play
something.
In the World Series.
Mm-hmm. Or in the AL Division Series rematch.
Right.
ALC. I mean, they got the Tigers coming up. Yeah. Take your pick. You want an ALCS rematch? You want a Divisional Series matchup?
They haven't
gone
well against the Tigers.
It hasn't, unfortunately.
No.
I think of Derek Jeter's injury.
Speaking of that, you know, one thing about the Marlins, you'll have the Marlins are coming to the stadium, right?
Marlins are coming here for
so
two
you're
gonna games.
Have Mattingly,
and then the
maybe you'll have Mattingly and Jeter there. How about that?
I don't know if Jeter travels these days.
I don't know. Mattingly will be.
Mattingly
he better
has
be
come
traveling.
Back before. He came back as manager of the Dodgers. I don't know if he's come back with the Marlins. No, because they would have been last year. But he's been back here before. Mattingly will certainly get a terrific reception here, as he always does. The Yankees go to Miami, I think it's in August for a two-game series there. So a little back and forth there.
There you go.
They have a few of those. I was saying earlier that they do that with the Nationals as well. They go to D.C. in the middle of May, and the Nationals come to Yankee Stadium. They have a bunch of those.
Yeah, and I think the interleague schedule this year includes your natural rival, the Mets.
Right.
So you add an extra couple of games there. Instead of four, it's now 3-3. And I think with the extra off days added into the schedule as well, so you're playing with the series a little bit. That's where you end up with a lot of these odd. You had teams that were off last Sunday, and a lot of things that were. A little bit different this year because of the way the schedule's put together.
Mm. They go to Philadelphia this year.
Yep, at the end of June for three. That's the first time the Yankees have been there in the regular season in 12 years.
Is that right?
Since
the World Series is the last time they've been there?
And then 2006 was the last regular season.
Wow.
You know what stinks about that? They should have made that on a weekend so that Yankee fans could go.
Everybody wants the Yankees on a weekend.
Every
team wants to see the Yankees
on a weekend. I understand that, but I say that because of what you just said, that they haven't gone to Philly in 12 years. They go to Tampa a bunch, so forget them. They go to Seattle every year, forget them. I'm talking about Philly, man, especially for the Yankee fan who wants to drive down to that beautiful stadium and that wonderful city where nobody punches horses.
So you think the Phillies should have tried to make that
correct
to get all the Yankee fans in their building?
Correct, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what they were thinking.
Fill the place up. Mm-hmm. Don't they want to fill it up? I'm an arrogant New Yorker, aren't I?
There
hey, Sweeney, have a good time up there.
See you,
all right,
Sweeney.
Have a good one.
Be good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.